In New South Wales, the upcoming state election is on a knife edge. So the major parties are spending big, each using their official campaign launches on the weekend to promise billions of dollars more for schools and hospitals. Voters go to the polls next weekend after next, a curtain raiser for the expected May federal election. And the Berejiklian government, coalition government, needs only to lose 6 seats to find itself in minority government. 8 years after Labor was sent packing, an upset victory could be within its grasp, with a weekend opinion poll showing Labor has opened a surprise, though slight, lead over the coalition government. Dominic Perrottet is the New South Wales State Treasurer and Deputy Liberal Leader. Treasurer, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Morning, Fran.
State Labor Leader Michael Daly says, quote, "The Liberals are afraid of us." And the ReachTel poll on the weekend Sun Herald has Labor ahead of the government 51-49, two-party preferred. Do you have something to be frightened of? Is the government facing defeat on the 23rd of March?
Well, the only people who should be frightened, Fran, are the people of New South Wales for a return of a potential Labor government. There's no doubt, I think, on every single measure that New South Wales is a better place today than it was 8 years ago. And we're investing record amounts right across the board, whether that be in schools and hospitals and public transport, to improve the people's lives right across our state.
OK, I'll come back to the state of the economy, but the government was trounced at the Orange and Wagga Wagga by-elections. There's a poll in the Daily Telegraph now showing the Nats are on the cusp of losing Barwon and Lismore at the state election. I mean, could a backlash in the bush cost the Berejiklian government its majority? Is that what you're worried about?
Yeah, Fran, there's no doubt there's challenges in regional New South Wales. But look, there are also challenges in Sydney. When you've been in government for 8 years and we've been building so much, there's no doubt that there are inconveniences that are caused along the way. And look, as a government, we haven't got everything right. We're humble enough to say that. But overall, New South Wales is in a very positive position. And over the next 2 weeks, from our perspective, we've just got to keep driving home the fact that whilst a lot of these projects haven't opened, whether they be schools, hospitals and public transport, when they do, they're going to make a real difference to people's lives.
But if you lose the election, they'll be opening under a Labor government. How galling would that be?
Well, look, I don't think about that, Fran, but I'll give you an example of one project where I live in northwest Sydney. The Northwest Metro was promised by the Labor Party 4 times. It never delivered. I was in primary school at the time. This year, that project will open, and it will open up great opportunities so that people of the Northwest Sydney can get home to their families faster.
Yeah, but the truth of the matter is you've spent tens of billions of dollars, what is it, $90 billion on infrastructure, trains and tram lines and tunnels, but, you know, most voters' experience is still congested roads, packed public transport, overcrowded schools and hospitals. Despite that spend, have you mismanaged the timing of this, if nothing else?
Well, you don't build infrastructure to win elections, Fran. You build infrastructure so you can make a difference to people's lives. And that's what we're focused on. I mean, our opponents say that you haven't cut any ribbons. Well, we've opened over 800 projects since coming to office in 2011. But it's behind those ribbons that's most important. And that's those projects that you don't hit a button overnight and they come about. Sure, you're right. There is congestion. And there's probably more congestion because, in some sense, Sydney and New South Wales is under construction right now. But the alternative is to sit on our hands and do nothing. And we saw that with the previous government that put politics over substance. And as a result, 16 years later, New South Wales awoke to a situation where we had a $35 billion infrastructure backlog. The state was in debt and deficit. That means you can't make these projects improve people's lives. And whilst we are delivering for today, any good government has an obligation to build the state for future generations, and that's what we're doing.
So as you say, New South Wales, Sydney in particular, is under construction. Your economic story is strong in terms of the fundamentals, unemployment down to 3.9%. Why isn't this apparently, on the face of it, according to the polls anyway, an outright winning combination for the coalition, though? What's your analysis of that, Treasurer?
Well, Fran, look, that's for the commentators to make. As I said earlier, I think there's no doubt.
You're a seasoned senior politician. What's your view?
Well, I think there's no doubt that particularly in Sydney that there are inconveniences caused by a lot of the projects that we're building. We have the strongest economy in the country. We're the engine room of Australia's economic success. Our unemployment rate is the lowest since records began. And right across the board, we are building more schools, more hospitals, more road, more public transport than in our state's history. And I think in some sense, the visual impact of those of those projects can't be seen at the moment. In fact, you kind of see the inconvenience. It's like, I guess, when you have your house renovated, it's probably the last place you want to be. But you know that the end product is really going to improve your lives. And that's and our message needs to be that, yes, sure, that there is construction, sure, there is congestion and it's inconvenience. But when we are finished with our job, our state is going to be set up for success.
George, I've just got a question from a listener. Carolyn asks, if the state is so flush with funds, why are our national parks being starved of funding and vicious staff cuts? There are more national parks than ranges. You can't manage 9% of the state with only spending on infrastructure in Sydney.
Well, that's not true. I mean, we've recently announced a new national park, and I think on every measure, whether that's the environment or the social and hard infrastructure, we're investing record amounts. And I don't like the term flushed with cash as well, because I think we've got to be very measured in where your investments are made. And but at the same time, I think on every front, in every area of government investment, we are able to put a greater contribution than the previous government because we manage money well in a disciplined way. And I note that, you know, on every measure to get the budget back into the strong position it is today, the Labor Party has opposed us at every single turn.
Well, talking of being measured, the Premier promised at the launch on the weekend New South Wales can have it all. Is that a false promise given last week's pre-election budget update by the State Treasury, warning the state's economic momentum had, quote, slowed more than previously expected? Are you promising the dividends of growth that might not be there in the out years?
Well, that's exactly why, Fran, we are investing record amounts in infrastructure. Our public investment in infrastructure is adding about 0.5 percentage point to our economic growth each year. And we have an opposition that is running on a platform of cancelling projects and increasing taxes. So at a time when there are economic headwinds coming our way, we need from a government perspective to have our policies in the right space. And that is driving continued public investment in infrastructure, and that's whether it's the public transport, schools and hospitals, but also reducing the tax burden on our citizens, and that's what we're doing.
One of the projects the opposition's promising to cancel, of course, is the football stadium. Yeah, the government's pushing ahead, rebuilding, tearing down and rebuilding the Sydney Football Stadium. It's barely 30 years old. The price tag for the new venue, more than $700 million. It's obvious to all that that money could be spent, of course, somewhere else. It could be spent on schools, hospitals and public transport. If you lose this election, will that be the thing that lost it for you?
Well, Fran, I think that says a lot about the Labor Party's lack of positive agenda for the state, that the biggest issue for them is whether we refurbish or rebuild a football stadium.
Well, it's about priorities, though, Treasurer. If people see their kids going to school in demountables, can you understand why that irks them?
Well, Fran, what I can say is that we have invested more than we ever have in our education system. We were the first state to sign up to the Gonski reforms on the recurrent side. On the capital side, we are building 170 new and upgraded schools. Our investment, our capital investment in education and in health infrastructure has never been at the levels it is today. Now, having said that, we also believe that Sydney and New South Wales deserve the very best. And whether that's 170 schools, 40 new and upgraded hospitals, 5 motorways, 3 metros, 3 museums, 3 world-class stadiums, and then a second airport at Badgerys Creek, we are investing record amounts. And we want our city and state not just to be good, but to be great. And that means we want to have world-class facilities right across the board. And you can always play the class warfare politics of saying, oh, you shouldn't do this and you should do that. But when you look right across New South Wales, whether it's health, education, public transport, we've invested record amounts and the Labor Party has opposed us every step of the way.
Sure. I guess the point is the poll suggests the people aren't necessarily with you on that. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 7:45. Our guest is the State Treasurer of New South Wales and Deputy Liberal Leader Dominic Perrottet. Treasurer, this state election is taking place less than 3 months before an expected federal election.
Yeah.
How much have the state Liberals been hurt by the removal of Malcolm Turnbull, the fresh speculation about federal Nationals leader Michael McCormick, who comes from your state, and the constant brawling over energy policy?
Look, just being on the ground, Fran, I would say that the majority of issues that are brought up with me relate to state issues. And I think this election in New South Wales will be won and lost on the state issues at play. There is no doubt that there's crossover at a federal level, but I'd say Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, is from New South Wales and is held quite positively in our state, whereas Bill Shorten might be positive in Victoria, but is seen quite negatively in our state when it comes to polling. So, you know, it's a bit by and by. I think the majority of issues that we're looking at are determining on March 23 will come out of the state.
Okay, so to quote Wayne Goss, the electors aren't sitting on their verandas with baseball bats?
Look, I don't feel that. I don't feel that at all, Fran. I mean, there's no doubt that, as I said, after 8 years there are inconveniences and there are challenges, and all of us in life, we get things wrong and we've made mistakes at points in time over the course of the 8 years, but where it's mattered, we've got it right. And as I said at the start, New South Wales is a much better place today than it was 8 years ago, but we need to keep the job going to set our state up for success for future generations as well.
Dominic Perrottet, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran. Have a great day.
Dominic Perrottet is the New South Wales Treasurer and Deputy Liberal Leader. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 13 minutes to 8.